Lance, we have about a minute and a half. So I don't know if you have stock picks this evening, but if you do, I'd like to get to those. Gary, are you sticking your neck out and buying anything at this point?
Again, I think oil contracts here look pretty attractive. So if you look at it on a longer term view, because if you look at it, as we're talking at the top of the show, you know, the oil market at the moment, the reason oil prices are getting so crunched is obviously Saudi Arabia, Russia, kind of a spat there. Supply is still being coming on stream aggressively. But at the same time, you are running out of storage. And you're starting, if you looked at those Baker Hughes numbers last week, rig counts are starting to fall. The shale producers are going to have to react. Supply is going to start coming out of the market. At this stage, obviously, you know, there's absolutely, people are basically paying you to take oil because there's nowhere to store it. But if you've got financial contracts on this, you've got a slightly longer term view, you're willing to hold, I think the commodity will recover because obviously the supply side is going to correct. And I've got to believe that these shutdowns are not going to go on permanently. Eventually, we will get our cars back on the road. The demand will pick up. And at that stage, you must see the commodity price lifting. So for me, you know, oil contracts, you know, like if you're buying Brent crude at below $23 a barrel and you've got like a 6 month to a year long view, I think you're going to do absolutely fine.
Okay. And Rickus, how about you?
Well, I've been counter the market on British American Tobacco until about a month, 2 months ago, and I've since changed my mind, and I'm actually into British American Tobacco for the reasons I've said. They've got a great balance sheet. They are going to survive this crisis. And just as an anecdote, Chinese industrial production came through about a week, 2 weeks ago. Everything falling to pieces except for tobacco production, which was up 30%. It speaks for itself. I don't believe people are going to stop smoking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've had that, you know, the weird sort of ban on smoking here, but hopefully that's been lifted and we can all puff away. And in fact, we saw you having a sneaky fag at the beginning of the show. Rickus, Gary, we're going to leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us both this evening. Rickus Redders is from PSG Wealth, Gary Boyson from Rand Swiss. Alicia will be back to take more of your stock-related questions tomorrow, once again at 20 to 7, so slightly shorter show. And please do tune in then if you've got questions.